yes, you can turn back the clock. It's the Growing Younger Radio Show with Dr. Vernon F. Williams, board certified and fellowship trained with the American Academy of Anti-Aging, Regenerative and Functional Medicine, and founder of San Antonio's Wellness and Aesthetics Medical Center. It's time to turn back the clock with Dr. Williams. The truth shall set you free.
Hello, everyone. This is Dr. Vernon Williams. Thank you for joining us again. Today, we're doing our radio show on Grow Younger, The Truth Shall Set You Free, and we're also on Facebook Live. Today, we're going to talk about regenerative medicine. Now, regenerative medicine, what does that mean? Well, regenerative medicine is your body's ability to repair itself. You see, when I was 8 years old in Trinidad and Tobago, where I was born, that's the original Robinson Crusoe Island, I was cutting grass with my cousin, and he was cutting behind me. And he, using a sickle, he sliced my heel. And so I went to the doctor, and the doctor sewed up my heel. And I thought that he had fixed my problem. Now, the strange thing about it was that the ether in the room is what made me decide that I want to become a doctor. The smell of the ether. It's been so powerful. Every time I smell ether, I remember back then. Well, you know, the point of fact is this. Whether the doctor had sewn my cut up, my body would have still healed the cut. Because your body has some things called stem cells. And a stem cell is what I call your body's physician. See, stem cells are like a room vac. They are sliding through the room, picking up dirt, cleaning things up, and fixing things. And that's what they're doing. So when I cut myself, immediately the stem cells in the area put out an SOS. Help, we need help. And the stem cells all over my body rushed to where the laceration was. And they started ordering the cells around them to do what needed to be do to fix the problem. But that's not just a cut. If you break a bone and you go to see the orthopedic doctor, he may put it in a cast. He may give you some pain medicine. But you know something? Even if he didn't do anything, your body would fix the problem. I should qualify that. The stem cells in your body would have fixed the problem. You see, the moment you break your bone, immediately the stem cells, which are in your bone, they send out a distress signal. And stem cells from all over your body rush over to the bone, and immediately the stem cells release something called exosomes. Those are peptides that go from the stem cells into the bone matrix and tell the bone cells to produce the proteins required to make more bone cells. So you start improving the bone. Next, the stem cells send exosomes, peptides, into the tendons and tell the tendons to make proteins that's required to make the tendons better. Then the stem cells secrete some more peptides, exosomes, which then goes into the cartilage area and tell the cartilage cells to make more cartilage protein to make more cartilage. And then the stem cells release some more exosomes, which goes into the muscle and tell the muscle cells to make more proteins to make more protein. As a matter of fact, stem cells organize all the repair of that broken bone by telling the cells around it to make the proteins required for those cells to repair itself. So your stem cells is like a repairman going through your body, and wherever they see a problem, they order the raw materials and help your body to fix things. That's what regenerative medicine is all about. In your body, there's two things that helps you regenerate your body. Number one is growth hormone. Number two is stem cells. Those are the two things that does it. Growth hormone, if your levels are optimal, growth hormone tells your body, this need to be fixed, fix it right now. if your growth hormone levels are not optimal or low, growth hormone tells your body, you know, we really need to fix this thing, but take your time, come back in a month or two, and let's fix it in a month or two. So when your growth hormone levels is optimal, your body fixes things right away. So if you have surgery and you're on growth hormone and you optimizing your growth hormone, you're going to recover from the surgery a lot quicker because the growth hormone, when it's optimal, will tell your body to fix the problems right away. In the same way, stem cells also helps your body regenerate. The difference between stem cells and growth hormone is that stem cells take the ball by the horn and they do it themselves. That's what they do. Now, let's go back a little bit and look at the first stem cell. Well, the first stem cell is your egg that gets fertilized by a sperm. The moment that egg gets fertilized by a sperm, that egg becomes a stem cell. And from that one stem cell, within seconds, that one stem cell divides into 2, then 4, then 8, then 16, then 32, then 64 cells. And so by the time that baby is born, that one stem cell has made over 100 trillion cells that comprise that baby. And those 100 trillion cells are skin cells, bone cells, cartilage cells. They are liver cells. Hi, Zahida. How are you doing? Glad to see that you join us from New Jersey. Perfect. So now it's made kidney cells, heart cells, liver cells, lung cells, brain cells from that initial one stem cell. As a matter of fact, that stem cell is so powerful at regenerating your body that we've been able to make animals from stem cells. You know, I tell everyone in my office, if you want to live forever, don't die. You know, and why is that? Because if within the next 10 years, we'll be able to take stem cells and make organs for you. So if you need a heart, they'll be able to make a new heart for you. Oh, you need a kidney? Make a new kidney for you. Oh, you need a new pair of lungs? Make a new pair of lungs. They'll be able to do all those things. And so the longer you live, the longer you live, because we will be able to do things that you didn't even think was possible now. With 3D printing and with stem cells and peptides, you'll be able to do all those things. And that's what I love about medicine. You know, medicine is changing like the iPhone. You know, do you want an iPhone from 2010 or would you rather an iPhone from 2030? Well, guess what? That's medicine. You see, when your doctor is treating you the way he used to treat you 20 years ago, that's not a good thing, because medicine is changing rapidly. And in the near future, we'll be able to do things that you wouldn't think possible right now with your body. So please don't die if you want to live forever. All right? And I know that I'm going to be 29 forever because I know how to do these things. All right? So anyhow, so getting back to that primary stem cell. So that one stem cell has turned into over 100 trillion cells in your body. And by the time you're born, that's what has happened. And you have all different cell lines from that one stem cell. That is the most powerful stem cell we'll ever have. Fortunately for us and fortunately for the baby, we're not allowed to harvest stem cells from an embryo. It's illegal. And, you know, we could also get stem cells from the amnion. By, you know, you stick a needle in there and we do amniocentesis, and that's where they pull cells out and look at the genetics of the baby. Fortunately, that is not allowed either, because there's so many problems that the baby can have when you do those kinds of things. So we can't get stem cells from a live birth. We call umbilical and placental stem cells. Now, I do stem cells, so I get a lot of questions about it. And there's always a lot of confusion about where the stem cells come from and are we killing babies and all that stuff. No. We use umbilical stem cells from a live bird, or we can use adult stem cells from fat or from bone marrow. So we can get stem cells from all of those. But fortunately for us, the umbilical stem cells is much, 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 much more potent and better for you than your own stem cells. Because if you're 60 years old, your own stem cells are 60 years old. The baby stem cells is 0 years old. Now, let's go back to that question. How do we get these stem cells? Well, you know, the same way that you could donate your blood to a blood bank, or you could donate a kidney or a liver, or you could donate anything, you can also donate the placenta and the umbilical cord after a baby is born. So this is what happens. The companies, they go to prospective parent, mom and dad, and they say, we see that you are 3 months pregnant, that you're going to have a baby. Do you mind donating the umbilical blood from the baby when the baby is born? Now, if mom says yes, what they then do is they do a background health check on mom and dad. Make sure mom and dad doesn't have any genetic problems that would mitigate not using mom's baby's umbilical cord. Or make sure mom doesn't have any viruses or any bacteria or been to a country that has problems. Just like if you go to donate blood, they'll ask you, have you been in a country with malaria? Or they'll ask you if you have a certain medical problem. And if there's a problem there, what did they say to you? Sorry, we can't accept your blood. Or yes, we'd like you to be a donor. So once mom and dad decide that they want to donate the umbilical cord and the placenta from their baby after the baby's born, then we're in business. Now, mom in Texas, mom and dad have a choice. They could either store the umbilical blood for the baby itself, or if they don't do that, typically the umbilical cord and the placenta is thrown away as waste. Well, if they decide to let it be used for as donated, then when the baby is born, the company shows up at the hospital, they take the umbilical cord and the placenta, and then they test everything to make sure there's no viruses, no bacteria, no medical problems, and they get the stem cells. And then they let them sit for about 2 to 3 weeks, and they retest again to make sure there's no problem. Once that's done, then that baby stem cell is now available for use. All right? Now, Michael, hi. Miguel, how are you doing, buddy? Good to see that you can join us. So now, what is really nice about these umbilical cells is that they're not allogenic. So in other words, the stem cells from a baby can be given to anyone. And we don't need to type and cross-match you. We don't need to worry about rejection. So we can take the stem cells from one baby and give it to anyone on the street without a problem. Okay? We don't need to test their blood. We can just give it to them. Okay? Now, so we can. Now, what is incredible about these stems is that when the baby is born, remember I said that the initial stem cell, after the egg is fertilized, it divides within seconds. Alright? Well, by the time the baby born, those stem cells divide every 28 hours. And they could divide for up to 65 generations. That means that if you got the umbilical stem cells from a newborn baby and they put it into your knee, 28 hours later, and we typically use 10 million stem cells. Typically, that 10 million stem cells in 28 hours will divide into 10 million new stem cells. And then another 28 hours from there, they will divide into 10 million new stem cells. And then 28 hours again, they'll divide into another 10 million stem cells. They can do it up to 65 generations. You see, for us, our generation is about 80 years. Every 80 years, we have a new generation. So in other words, every 80 years, the entire population of the earth is gotten rid of, and there's a new population every 80 years. So if you go 240 years into the future, and we were dividing every 80 years, we'll have three generations of people in 240 years. All right? If everything was as it is right now. But of course, we know that's not true, because in the future, we'll be able to live a lot longer because of regenerative medicine. All right. So these stem cells, when we put it into your knee or your elbow or into your face or wherever we put it, or into your genitals, wherever we put those stem cells, they will, every 28 hours, they will divide into new cells. And they'll do it up to 65 generations. Now, if you are 70 years old, your stem cells are dividing maybe every 4 or 5 months. And you probably don't have 65 generations of cells. You probably have maybe 10, 15 generations. Because as the stem cells get older, they don't function as well, they don't regenerate as well, they don't work as well. Right? The next thing that I want to tell you is that, now, remember I said that once egg fertilized, you have 100 trillion cells at birth. Of those cells, about 1 in every 10,000 of those cells is what you call a mesenchymal stem cell. Mesenchymal stem cells are the ones that make new bone, new cartilage, new tendon, new muscle, new fat, new skin. Those are the cells that do it. So 1 in every 10,000 of those cells are mesenchymal stem cells. So in a newborn baby has about 50 billion mesenchymal stem cells. By the time you're a teenager, you're down to about 1 billion of those cells. By the time you're 30, you're down to about 250 million. And by the time you're 80, you're down to 50 million mesenchymal stem cells. So, if you're 70 years old, where would you want to get your stem cells from? Your own fat? Your own bone marrow? Or from a baby's? Remember, baby has 50 billion stem cells. Someone 70, 80 years old have maybe 60, 70 million stem cells. So where do you want to get it from? Plus, if you are 60 years old now, 10 years from now, when you're 70, your 60-year-old stem cells will be 70 years old. If we were to give you stem cells from a baby, umbilical cord, now, when you're 70, your own stem cells will be 70 years old, but the baby stem cells will be 10 years old. And when you're 80, your own stem cell will be 80, the baby stem cell will be 20 years old. Is that pretty good? Yes. So you are always going to have younger stem cells cleaning up your body. Now, regenerative medicine and degenerative medicine, that is what life's all about. The yin and the yang, the fight between good and evil, the fight between dirtying things up and cleaning things up. Up until about age 35, regenerative medicine is winning the battle over degenerative medicine. So your body improves and improves and improves till about age 35. At age 35, degenerative medicine catches up with regenerative medicine. All right? So degenerative is a part of medicine that makes things work less well. That's what dirties up the place, creates a mess, causes problems. Regenerative is what you call fixing the place, cleaning the place up, rejuvenating things. At age 35, degenerative have caught up with rejuvenation or regeneration. And then after that, degeneration starts winning the battle. All right? And because degeneration is beating up on regeneration, your body starts aging. All right? When we optimize the things that help regenerate your body, stem cells, peptide, growth hormone, those are the things that help regenerate, that can bring your regenerative process back up to the point where they're equal, and then as it continues to go on higher, your body starts looking better and better and better. So that's the difference between the two things, regeneration and degeneration. All right? Well, you know, today, I'm sorry that I'm going to try to cut it short today. Just want to remind you that this is Dr. Vernon Williams. The phone number to call me is 210-559-5959. My book, Grow Younger Like Me, B29 Again and Again, is available at Barnes & Noble's, at Amazon, at www.growyoungeragain.com. Right? Or you can get it from the office if you came into our office, and you can get it there also. Right? For more information, you can always call the Wellness Aesthetic Medical Center at 210-495-8558, 210-495-8558, or you can catch it on the internet at www.feel29.com, feel, F-E-E-L, 29.com, or if you want to go on to our stem cell website, it's www.thestemcellinstituteoftexas, Stem Cell Institute of Texas. All right? So that's where you can get some more information about those things. But regenerative medicine is how things get better. Hi, Susan. I am glad that you could join us. It's always nice to see you there. Now, if there's any other questions, I'll be glad to answer some questions now. Is there any questions for you?
My question is, I just want you to express to people exactly where the stem cells come from, because there's still a lot of confusion. If you could go over that again, it would be great.
Stem cells come from a live birth. When the baby is born, the umbilical cord and the placenta, which normally is either thrown away or the cells are stored by mom and dad. If mom and dad doesn't want to store the blood, the cells from the umbilical cord, they're then given to the companies that can now use the stem cells. So they are donated to these companies, just like you donate blood, just like you donate a kidney or a liver. Okay? So that's where stem cells come from. Do we have any other questions?
In making an appointment, how soon can I get my stem cells?
Typically, because stem cells are pretty expensive, we need to make sure that it's overnighted to us. And because it's overnighted to us, we only do it on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays. All right? Now, so we need to know before, and so if an appointment is available, we normally get the blood. We normally make the order the day before. We order it the day before, a couple of days before, and then it's usually comes to the office in the morning, and it's ready to be used by noon the next day. Yeah. Arba, great to see that you can join in and listening to our stem cell regenerative medicine program. Is there any other questions that we can have?
How often am I going to need stem cells?
We'd like to say one time, but like anything else, you know, that's really up to the individual. This is what I can say to everyone, is this. Stem cells work. They will help anyone do better. All right? The only question that I always say to people is this. Will the improvement be enough to make you feel like it was worth what you spent for it? Right? It's like saying, if I walk around the block every day, Would that help me? Would that help my heart function better? Well, the answer is yes. But will that be enough for me? Maybe it's not enough for me. Maybe I need to run. Maybe I need to run 5 miles instead. But everyone's different. So when we put stem cells on someone's knees or your shoulder, you will get improvement. The only question is the improvement enough? So in other words, if we took you, let's say you feel on a 1 to 100 scale that you feel like you're 60. And we give you stem cells, and after stem cells, that knee feels like it's about an 85 now. It's much better than it used to be. Then you can say, you know what, I like being at 85. I'm okay. Or you can say, you know, the first one got me from 60 to 85. I would rather be 95. So maybe I'll go get some more stem cells so I can get to 95. But typically, we'd like to say one time, from our observations, a lot of patients come in and they tippy-toe and get a little bit in the beginning, and then they come back and get more later. And that's what we see all the time. Any other questions?
One more question. Will there be any downtime after my stem cells?
Well, this is the best part about this. You know, after we do the injection, you will do whatever you were doing before. There'll be no downtime. You'll go back to normal activities, and you'll find that you'll go 2 steps forward, 1 step back, two steps forward, 1 step back, and you'll find that a month later, the majority of people can say, I feel so much better. My shoulder's better, my head's short, my neck is better, my knee's better, wherever we put it. And we can put stem cells, we can do it for aesthetic purposes, for sexual health purpose, for general health, and for injuries. We can use it for all those things. Thank you all very much. I will catch you all next week.